From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-Russian accusations go back and forth. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. for creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. On the Russian military website, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's intrusions an act of cyber war, but said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July. The commander of U.S.-led international forces in Afghanistan, together with the country's defense minister on Saturday, traveled to a nearly besieged southern Afghan city and assured residents they would not let it fall to the Taliban. A security source told VOA the Taliban captured four outposts around the provincial capital of Lashkar Gah, the capital of Helmand, and both sides suffered heavy casualties in the fighting. He refused to give any figures for Afghan security forces. General John Nicholson, commander of NATO's Resolute Support Mission, told tribal elders in Lashkar Gah that the international air power and enablers will be available to Afghan security forces. He promised the city will never fall to the opposition. He also added that his coalition will increase consultant missions to help Afghan army and police personnel to improve the situation in Helmand. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.